We're talking about three yesodis in tefillah, and starting next week, it's going to lead into the whole inyan. If we might even get to a little bit today, of being mishtatef with the tzar of Yisrael, a certain way to strengthen our tefillah and to bring us into tefillahs when it comes to this time of the year in particular, because of the nature of the avelas. But beginning here, shekadai moed lachzer l'shanin oisam. Hayesod harishon hu. The first yesod is shem hayesod esei karmi avodas hatefillah ben biyomim elu ben uven lahachlut lekabel kol hashana kula. One of the yesodos of tefillah in general, which we touched upon last week, hu lahar mis avodas shel al domi lochem. That's the pasuk in Navi that we spoke about a little bit last week. Al chamasach yushlam hifkadeti shomim kaleyim mechalalayla on page chaf. And it says Al Domi Lochem. That means that Hashem Yisbarach tells us through these long years of Golos, Al Domi Lochem, don't be silent. And since it says there Al Chomasayich Yushlam Hifkadit Yishoymim, the simple pshat in the pasuk is, as Chazal understood, the main shmira of the Jewish people through these years of Golos, and the main way to bring about Geula, is through this avod of Al Domi Lochem, don't be silent, which means tefillah. Harimi b'karach karlech, as the Navi said, to lift up your voices and to call out and to scream. Al domi lechem lo, harimis avayda shel al titnu domi lo, and to strengthen our avayda in this koach of tefillah, which includes al titnu domi lo, which means don't allow kivyoch Hashem to be silent either. Ulishainin v'luzgad kama akim shel umevi goel of nevenehim l'mad shemoy b'yahava toli b'karach tefillah. And we have to constantly chazun and to remind ourselves how umevi goyel of nev nehan, that there should be a gula, depends more than anything on tefillah, on davening. The same way that we see that even though in Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael were missing mitzvahs of masam tovim, the beginning of Sefer Shmos, all we see is vayitzak, vayitzaku, vayizaku, vayaronchu, krechsing and calling, and which is tefillah, which they couldn't even articulate properly. They couldn't even say the words. But the tzaakas and the zakas and the anochas is all tefillah. So the whole geula came as a result, ultimately as a result of those tefillahs. Kemesh kosu kemetzes chomers and tzrami ran in the flows. And the Navi already has told us that the way to leave this geula is the way that we left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim with tefillahs, so we're going to leave this geula with tefillahs. That's why Dafka is the biggest yetzahar now, is not the daven. Or not to take tefillah seriously. It's the biggest yetzahara. There are big yetzaharas, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about al tzad ha-toiv. I don't mean chalila in the union of sur meira. I mean in the union of asay toiv. Certainly in sur meira there are toivas. But in terms of an asay toiv, it's something which is so beneficial. It's so important. It's such a yisoid of Yiddishkeit. Like Chazal say, it's dvar ma'omdim ruma shel olam. Tefillah, which is omid ruma shel olam, and the olam is mezazlam by. Chazal say, already in their time, that it's not taken seriously. It's not taken for what it really is. Because dafki here, our whole geula depends upon it. And it's like that. That's the type of person. The more something counts, the bigger yetzahara there is not to pay attention to it. It's easier. You'll have a person that could be able to say over 2 hours a pilpul in a toisus and a biki veg, and he'll enjoy it. But to say over Baruch Shemar is painful, and that's the way it is. Shekamoy b'Mitzrayim, afilu shahadiba v'hadas hayiba galus. As you know, that in Mitzrayim, speech was in galus. We couldn't articulate ourselves. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the goyel, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the redeemer, couldn't speak. He was naral sfasayim. Paro is the oisius pe ra, right? The mouth that is evil. The whole tikkun of dibur, of speaking, is pesach, which is pesach, the mouth that speaks. Kalamar b'lasaper, the more that you say. Therefore, the mitzvah of lel pesach with the mouth. The whole inyan of dibur is redeemed on pesach night. So in Mitzrayim, there was this terrible difficulty that we couldn't speak, we couldn't communicate. Dibur was in galus, and so was das. Das and dibur are very much connected. For me to be able to articulate what I'm thinking, I have to be able to formulate my thoughts in an orderly way. In Mitzrayim, the Zohar says that Das was in a state of godless and exile, and therefore Dibur was also. We couldn't communicate our feelings, our thoughts. So therefore, Kemesh Mitzrayim, I feel a shadiba vadasi begalus bechalzas yotzim mitzrayim karech havenitzak, as I said before, that we were screaming, we were yelling, even though we couldn't say the words properly, but we were screaming. Kamei shakosav vateres ani avasinim mitzrayim vezakosam shemat al yamsuv ha'oynil ha'am yisrael beishav omeilov. Right, b'karach ha'koylech orev, like it says in Shir Shirim, ha'shminyas koylech, ki koylech orev, right, ki koylech orev, your voice is sweet. Afilu matzav shel halalu v'halalu, which is a pella. What does it mean, ki koylech orev? That Hashem enjoyed hearing us call to Him. This itself is a pella, because we know that halalu oyv devar zor v'halalu oyv devar zor, that we had fallen to a place of 49, the 49th Shara Tomah, so we were in a very low place. Afa pichein. Kailech Arev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this, and throughout Chazal we find that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, no matter what, despite all, ki kailech Arev. That means that when a Jew calls out, when a Jew davens, it's sweet Hashem. Afilu matzav shal halolu v'halolu. No matter what you've done. Afal pichen zochinu, ela kayach ha'osum shal ha'kal Arev. Ha'arev. Zehu kol shuhu b'ker rikim. This voice is able to pierce through all the rikim. Shekol Yehudi hu b'chines ben Yaakov Yefraim. That every single Jew is a Ben Yaakov Ephraim. Like that famous word from Bedichtshava, there was a ma'aseh from that the Bedichtshava used to say of that there was a year that he met once, that he was staying someplace, and all the people there were plain people, were peasants, Jews, there were wagon drivers, achveis, and they were davening in the morning in a big hurry. And the Bedichtshava, you understand, his tefillahs were usually on a regular shachris, was 2-3 hours. So after davening, the Bedichtshava went over to the Baal Tefillah. And the Bedichtshava went to him and he went, bleh, 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 bleh. And the guy said, what? And the Bedichtshava said, bleh, 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 bleh. So the Baal Tefillah says, what are you talking about? He didn't know that it was the famous Bedichtshava. So what are you saying? So he says, that's how you daven? Bleh, 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 bleh. So how is that to speak in front of the king? So the Yid said, oh, I already see you must be already a rabbi or somebody. So I'll tell you, I don't think of it that way. You know, we're all working people. We have to get out in a hurry. We should really daven more carefully. However, you should know that I think of Hashem as a father, and I have a little child, and I know that even though nobody else understands my child, when he's babbling, I understand. I understand when he's babbling. And not only that, but every time he does, my heart turns over. It's so sweet. So the Bedichtshava used to say this over, that he heard from this Yid, such a heart, Ki kailech arev. It means even every single Jew is a Ben Yaakov Ephraim, is the Baruch Shalom is Ben Yochid Mamish. And therefore, when a Jew davens, even if he's in a matzav in life, it's not good. It's the Baruch Shalom is Kimidei Dabri Bay Zocher Es Kirenu Oy. That when a Jew begins to talk, Kimidei Dabri Bay Zocher Es Kirenu Oy. Kamayshi Yatzanim Mitzrayim. Therefore, we see that especially this time of the year. So a lot of people, when it comes to the king, there's Tisha B'Av and all the Seder HaSlichas, and then there's a couple of weeks you feel like you're off a little bit. Then it comes to El Yom Neroim, and like 99% of the stuff you can't even understand what we're saying. And even if you try to look inside one of the new Siddurim or new Slichas that they have, so a kinnis, so that by the time you're looking at one sentence, is already, we're already going on to the next kinnis. So a person thinks, and the whole thing is crazy. What is this? So, but we don't realize that the ba-ba-ba, it would be nice if we were able to say things and to understand every word. But even though we don't, kimidei dabri by zochar es kerenu oy, that the fact that Jews are marbe b'diburim, any time that it's crucial during the year, we say, we daven, we say a lot of erta, we say a lot of words. And we might not always know what they mean. The child, I'm not so sure that the child knows what he means, but the child knows like this. He knows that he needs his father, he needs his mother. That's what he understands. Exactly what he's saying. That's why I saw once in a sefer, a very moving thing, that there was a Yid that was in Williamsburg, an old Breslov, a chassid, a big tzaddik, Musilsky. So he said once that I was sitting on a, it was during a Seisim Echuva, maybe it was even Yontif. He said that he was trying every single thing, every Eitzit to concentrate on davening, and he couldn't daven. I understand that by an old Breslov, not to be able to daven, it's not good. It's not good by any of us, but we don't get so disturbed by it. So he didn't know, he couldn't think of an Eitzit. In the meantime, he says that his son starts pulling on his coat and saying, Tati, Tati. And he says, Tati, Tati. And he says, what's this? And he doesn't answer. He says, Tati, Tati. And he says, what is it? And the boy just says, Tati, Tati. And then he says, he realized that there wasn't anything else. He just wanted to say, like, Tati. That's it. So he said that I thought about this and I started to say, Tati, Tati. And I started to say, Avi, Avi, Avi. He says, by the time I opened my eyes, he says that my whole coat and the floor around me was wet with my tears. So I don't know if a child understands himself what he's saying. He understands Tati, he understands Mommy, he understands. Look what a beautiful thing he says here. Oh, so he ends up the paragraph, I'm sorry. He says, because close at Tilabak Koshas, that's how he left. It says, Beferish and Pasik. It says, Bebechi Avo, Uvesachanunim Ivilain. It says that we're going to return with Mashiach with crying. Bebechi Avo, it says in Pasik. Now look how he explains. So the Navi Yeshaya was told by Hashem, go tell the Jews, Al Domi Lochem, during these long years that are coming up, Al Chomesach Yushalayim Hivkarti Shemim, that they have to what? To guard the gates of Yushalayim. That every Jew has to do what? To daven. And Hashem says, tell the Jews, Al Domi Lochem, not to be silent, which means keep on davening, keep on davening, even though you might not see that it has results, keep on davening. Mechlal de boy drisha, like it says, Ein derish lo. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Mechlal de boy drisha, Kamei shekosuv shalu shleim Yerushalayim, right? To ask and to call and to speak about the welfare of Yerushalayim. Kamei shekosuv b'mor v'shemesh v'ayit tzadikim al aposuk leisachreish b'shor v'chamor yachtov. So the Mor v'shemesh explained this pasuk, which is of course talking about the issur of plowing with the shor, with the ox and the donkey together. It says leisachreish. He says, "Shemegiya hazman shall ani roichav alachamor." There's a time that we're waiting for, the time of what? Of ani roichav alachamor, velianavi of Mashiach, like who's described in the pasuk as a poor man who's riding on the chamor, on a donkey. Shemegiya Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is what is the koyach hashor. Shor in the chamor. Chazal say in the Zohar Kodesh. That Shor, of course, is Bechor Shorai Hadarloi. Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef at Tzadik is Bechor Shorai Hadarloi. And Mashiach ben David is Ani Roichev Alachamor. It's a poor man riding on a donkey. So when it says in the Pasuk, Leisachreish Beshor Vechamor Yachta, what does that mean? So he says, Shemigil Mashiach ben Yosef Shukar Hashor, Azai Leisachreish. Means Leisachreish, the word Leisachreish here can hint to say, the Mor v'Shem says, means don't be silent. Like Lashon of Chayre Shait of a cotton, right? Leisachreish means don't be silent. Al domi lochem, also lahachrish, v'iyev shalahachrish. Those last few minutes, the last few minutes before Mashiach, like I spoke about on Shabbos, this past Shabbos, we can't stop davening, we can't be quiet. Also lahachrish, v'iyev shalahachrish. Kamei shekosim tefer shloime, v'oid tzadikim, schuzim egon al haposik, ki beisi beis tefila. As the tzadikim explained the pasuk, Ki beisi beis tefila, the beis hamikdash, my house is a house of tefila. She romas b'zeh. She kol hamohus shel ha'helig beis hamikdash. Beis hamikdash, the whole essence of the beis hamikdash. Ha'atzmius v'hametziyus shelai boni ala tefila. Is built on tefila. U'kamei she David ha'melech omar v'ani tefila. As David ha'melech said about himself, v'ani tefila. Ki Mashiach ben David, malchus beis David. Kol hametziyus shel Mashiach boni ala tefila. That's why it says, Chazal say a very frightening thing. There's a lashon from Chazal that I mentioned a number of times in Shiurim, that it says in Chazal that the reason that the Jewish people, like Golu, ad shekofru b'malchus shemayim, the reason that we went to Golus is because we were kofer in Malchus Hashem, we rejected Malchus Hashem, u'b'malchus beis David. And we rejected the Malchus of David HaMelech. So the tzaddikim ask that Jews rejected the Rebbeinu Shalom, we understand, whatever that means, the mitzvahs and masam tovim, we understand. Well, who's Kaifer in Malchus Beis David? Who has problems with David and Malch? Everybody loves David and Malch. Malchus Beis David. So the Tzaddikim explained that the Kfira in Malchus Beis David is Tefillah. Tefillah is called Malchus Beis David, davening. And the Tzaddikim explained that the main reason that Klal Yisrael has not yet left Golus is because we are negligent when it comes to the Kaicha Tefillah, which is Malchus Beis David, because David and Malch said about himself, V'ani Tefillah. And therefore, I explained to you, and I just jotted down here, it says in the second Taif Lakuta Maran, which I mentioned this past Shabbos, Ki ikka klei zeyna, you don't have it in front of you, I just wrote it there for myself, Ki ikka klei zeyna shem Mashiach hu hatfila. The main weapon of Mashiach Tzekein was davening. Umisham ikah chiyus of a kol melchamtoi sheyase. Rabbi Nachman said all of the wars that Mashiach ben David will conduct, the kol akvishos sheyichbosh, and all of the conquests that will take place, hakol misham, are going to be with the koyach of tefila. V'zeika kleizeno k'mashakosu becharbi uvekashti, as it says by Yankov Avinu, becharbi with my sword and my bow and arrow. And Rashi says there, tefila ubakasha. Becharbi ubakashti means tefila and bakasha. This is the main way to bring geula, becharbi ubakashti, and to defeat our enemies. Umisha zochel lecharev hazeh tzarech leide el eich lilchaim imacharev. And Rabbi Nachman said that a Jew who is zochel to tefila, he has to know how to use his tefilas to fight. Right, like we spoke about the other week, cherv pifi yois biyodam, ramim ois kel begroinam, v'cherv pifi yois biyodam, that's the double-edged sword, cherv pifi yois. V'shihei kaleya el hasha'ara v'layachti. Rabbi Nachman says that a person who davens, he has to know how to aim like a bullet and not to miss. And so that's what it says in Lakut HaMoran. In the Kitzur Lakut HaMoran from his Talmud, so he says that this is not only talking about David HaMelech, it's not only talking about Mashiach Tzekeinu, but it's talking about Kol Ish Yisrael B'Mechamaisa V'Im Yitzray, that every Jew in his own private personal wars with the Yetzirah, he says, V'Chol HaMeniyas, and all things that are holding him back in life, that the Ikka Kleizena Shal Yehudi Hu HaTfila, that the main weapon, the most powerful weapon that a Jew has to fight his own personal wars, his own struggles, is what? Is tefillah. Shetzarech laharbeis bebakoshes ubesichas ben levin Hashem Yisbarach, shezeh hakli lenatzeach hamilchama. That the main kli to be menatzeach, the milchama, the war, is what? Is tefillah. Is tefillah. That's why David HaMelech always used the lashon, lam natzeach ben aginas, lam natzeach. Which means the choir, right? The Lama Netzach means the choir. That's also why is it called the Menatzeach, that's an interesting thing. But that all the kapitlech that are Lama Netzach. What says Lama Netzach? So the Gemara says that the Baruch Shalom has nachis, that the Jewish people are Menatzeachim, that we kivyachol defeat him. Right? And the Gemara says, Ashrei, you know, how fortunate are the people who have such a father that he's happy when his own children defeat him. Like Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bav Mitzia, right? Nitzchuni Bonai. That my children are able to defeat me. What does that mean? That my children are able to defeat me? Lama Netzach. So the Tzaddikim say that the Ikka Nitzachon of a Jew is that when it seems that there's a Gezeira, God forbid, against him, when there's a decree, with the Koach of Tefillah, Be'ikka, it doesn't mean other things, of course, Tshuva and Tzedakah and Torah of God. But Be'ikka, Klei Zayna is Tefillah, that but the Baruch Shalom has nachis when he, even though he has made a gzeira, lam natzeach b'neginis, the Jews through their tefillas, through their tehillim, they are menatzeach kivyachol, the Baruch Shalom. He wants to be defeated. He's waiting for us to defeat him. And I always mentioned that my father and I, every Friday night when I was growing up, we used to play chess. We used to have this thing. It was an Indian to play chess Friday night. And when I play with my father. See, he's a very good chess player. So we haven't played in a long time. He's a very good player. So when it came to a crucial time on the board in the game, so I would make a move, and I thought a lot, and I would make this move, and I look at my father, and my father would go, it's not a good idea. You know, he wouldn't say anything. He just, it's not good. I saw it's not good. So I would think a little bit more, and I'd make one, and then he'd look, good. So I'm thinking, it's a shtus mamish. I mean, the man's going to lose. He's helping, in other words, he's helping me defeat him. Most of the time I lost anyway. But he's helping me to defeat him. Lam Natzeach, Ashrei Mishim and Aschem, that the Baruch Shalom, what a Baruch Shalom we have, that he gives us the tools and the weapons to be Menatzeach. And the Ikka Kli, to be Menatzeach, if Yochel, the Baruch Shalom is Tefillah. Is Tefillah. And we don't think of that. We don't realize that. So that's what he says. When it comes time for Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, when it comes time for the end, to bring Geula, the Iker is, when it comes to Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the Shor and the Chamor, then what? Don't be silent. Al domi lochem, tefillah is the Iker. This is the whole Beis HaMikdash v'ani tefillah. But
that's why by davening, you have to have the Geula, that's the
Right. Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson talk about Lisma Gula Tefillah. The whole smichas of Gula is with Tefillah. The whole smichas is with Tefillah. With Tzadikim, next column on the page. With Tzadikim, Hefligo Harbi Ben Yinzesh, Kol Yochiv Yochid, Kol Yoim Begolus, Mehatish Shabbat, Varishin Shabbat, Hu, Habesh Yitzat, Ad Hayoim, Kol Yochid, Noisin Is Chelkai, Aide Tefillah Shaloi, that every single Jew, since that first Tisha B'Av in the Beis Hamikdash was burned down, every single Yochid Noisnes Chelkai, he has to give his Chelik. I there Tefillah Shalom, as we spoke about Shabbos, that every single Jew has his Chelik and his Tefillahs, that he personally has to, that in order to bring Gula, he himself has to bring, he has to say these Tefillahs. Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. Look for a kolsim arishonim kadmoinim. Shayetzim befatas adam. That's why there's such a big yetzahara here. Umachnis machshava b'liba. What's the machshava that the yetzahara puts into a person's head? Hayavidaris akaidimim hayukolkach abe tefilas. A person thinks like this. In the earlier generations, there were so many tefilas. Mitzadikim akadoshim. Come on, there were Rashi and there's Ramban and there's the Rambam and the Arya Kodesh. There's so many tefilas. I mean, kol chla yisrael and how Bobbies and Zaydis were big tzadikim. They were davening all day and night. So what are we going to do without tefillahs? On the Mekosav, that's what a person thinks. It's a big Yetzahara, my tefillah. If they weren't matzliach, if they weren't menatzeach, if they weren't victorious, then how am I with my miserable little tefillahs, where I can hardly even understand what the verta mean, let alone to concentrate, how am I supposed to change anything? On the Mekosav and Tzadikim, Shekamoy bebinyin habayis, hoya de machzah shekel. The tzaddikim explained the whole inyan of machzah shekel that was needed to build the bayis. Shayidei zebonus adonim shehem hayu hayisoid shel v'shachanti b'soichem. The whole yisoid, the foundation of the mishkan, is what? Through the machzah shekel, through what? Every single Jew bringing the machzah shekel, that to bring about that state of a shachanti b'soichem, that to bring the shechin into this world. B'soich shekel echad v'echad, as the Kadmonim say, meaning to bring to each and every Jew the shechinah. V'haynu sha'adonim v'hamishkan hayu hayisoid shel kol Habati Mikdoshes v'kol haMishkan esacharkach. The Adanim were going to be the sockets. Those were going of the Mishkan. Ultimately, that means the Yisoid of all what of the presence of the Shechin in this world, because those sockets were to contain the Mishkan, which means it's the beginning of the presence of the Shechin through the Mishkan and ultimately through the Beis Hamikdash. And how were those Adanim bought? That's Davke with what? With the Machzah Shekel. The Kargam of Kol Shona, how Karbonis Niknu Machzah Shekel, the Karbonis which bring Kapara, Slicha Mechila to the Jewish people through what Machzah Shekel. Mekosim Reb Tzodek Vesvas Amis Vayit Tzadikim. Mahoyah Inyin HaGodl Shal Machzah Shekel Shaos from Mekol Yehudi. So the Tzadikim were asking, what's this big thing? What is the big deal with the Machzah Shekel that makes such a rash in all this form? And Chazal, and Mashmin Al Ashkolim, it's such a rash, the Inyin of Machzah Shekel. They weren't gvirim. You don't have nadvanim. What do you have to much every single yidl? He's got to have a machzah shekel. There aren't any nadvanim. Who wouldn't be happy to have his name up on the adanim to make such a contribution? There are plenty of nadvanim. There are plenty of generous Jews. She yistarchu kol shana be'echad be'odah lahapach es oilam. What do you have to every single year? You have to mahapach the world, turn over the whole world. That what? That have to have hachrozes and machzah shekel, the whole seder of masech teshkolim, which is a complicated seder, a complicated masech. You have to have what? Who wouldn't be thrilled? There aren't Jews who wouldn't be thrilled to be able to buy the korbanos tzibur v'chulu. What's the matter? What's the problem? If you would tell somebody, raise this amount of money to pay for the what you need in the Beis HaMikdash, for the oil and the karbonis, that would be hard. The kanroyim ribu tirchus vaitzos. Well, I feel a becheshma shall call aitzos. She'd see you as shlicha bez and ligves. The machzah shekel ain't a shorbes kol tircha. It could be that with after all the expense of sending out all the shlichim and all the publicity, so to speak, until you get the machzah shekel, it might not have even been kedai. It might have been kedai. All the shlichim and they used to pay and to take care until finally you would have all the machzis hashekel. Maybe it wasn't shove. It wasn't worth it. All the tircha. The kosa mechdu shaharim. So Sfasam is bringing from his grandfather from the Shirim. Remember, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. These are one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha Moshe. He didn't understand the inyan of machzor shekel. Right? Until the Baruch Shem showed him a marbeh shel eish, that he took from under the Kisei HaKovod, a fiery coin. So, a machzor shekel. So everybody's asking, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha over here? Why is niskasha Moshe? So the tzaddikim, the chedushim explain. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha. What's the big deal over here? Why can't we just have a couple of gvirim and take care of the whole thing? What's the whole mahapecha here? So the Baruch Shalom showed him this. Ali b'demes, this is not a financial zach over here, because financially it's not the best way to maintain the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan. That's not the ikkah. That's not the point. Because the Baruch Shalom was saying, and this is what he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu, that I want you to understand what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. From what is it built? What is the Yesod HaBayis? What's the Evan HaPina? What are the Adonim? What are the sockets into which the Shechina enters into this world? Shekol Nisham Mikla Yisrael, next page, B'chol Adairus. That every single Yiddish in the Shema from all the Dairis, from all generations. That every single Jew has his chelik in what? In v'shachanti b'seichem, to bring the Shechina into this world. It's not just the tzaddikim, it's not just the kedoshim, it's not just the earlier generations. Every single Jew has his chelik to bring what? V'shachanti b'seichem, to bring about the v'shachanti b'seichem in the Beis HaMikdash in this world. Everybody had to be mishtatif. With our days. That means, as we learned a few weeks ago, every single Jew, every single day of his life has his avayda, his Torah, his tefillah, his chesed, shvius amidus that day, to work on a midah to break, and tahara, and to be matar himself that day, in a moon, and be talking that day. So we don't have nowadays machzor shekel. But every single day, his machzor shekel, what he does with learning, with davening, to try to overcome the Yetzer Hara, all of this is his chelik. It's b'mheir yameinu with our days. Hu chelik of Beis HaMikdash, kol yom hu chelik. Kol shavu hu chelik. Kol chaydash hu chelik. V'zehu uvnei oisa b'karav b'yameinu. That's the meaning of Bekarav B'yomeinu. Shayidei HaVoyde Shal Kol Yoyim Yibona Beis HaMikdash. That through this Machzor Shekel of each Jew each day of his life, the Beis HaMikdash is built. You don't ask a kasha, why my Machzor Shekel? The same way, it says now, V'zeh Matbeh Shal Eish. That's why Hashem Yisbarach showed him a coin that was on fire. It wasn't even on fire. V'hagigi Tevar Eish. That when I speak to you, Hashem, when I daven to you, my heart is on fire. That's what he means a Machzor Shekel. Kerech HaTfilu K'may Eish. Like a fire, that's how a Jew should daven. Toichai rotzuf ahava, filled with love, ha'ish lahava, shaboya b'fnim, to burn with a fire b'fnim inside. Shabashas ha'tfil hu yoytzi l'chutz, that a fire that is simmering within a Jew, that comes out when he opens his mouth to daven. V'ashem is baruch her l'moyshav en shabem es tzorech matbeya shalesh mikol echad ve'echad. Everybody has to have his matbeya shalesh. I was thinking maybe that's why tefillah is ha'matbeya shetovu b'ch hachamim. You see, the lashon that we find in the Gemara is that the nusach of tefillah is called the matbeya, that the chachamim ashetovu chacham. It's matbeya. Tefillah is called the matbeya. It's interesting. Afilu miyehudi aposhet beyoseh, even the simplest Jew. That's how you build the Mishkan. The Mishkan wasn't built davke by this one or by that one. That's why that amazing Chazal that says that how the Kaisel HaMaravi was built, right? The Kaisel HaMaravi was davke built by what? By the simplest people who couldn't even afford to have anybody work on it. That they did it with their own hands. They built it with their own hands. That's how Kaisel HaMaravi was built. By what? By the shleppers, by the poorest people. That's the Kaisel HaMaravi. And Loizoza Shrinim, Kaisel HaMaravi. And Davka, the Baruch Shalom has the greatest love and attachment to that place that Jews, that those simple Jews built with their own hands. Tilulani Kiyati. He talks about it later on. Tilulani. I remember they were saying, 2 years ago, once in Lach Sheldrick, by the old Shul Mincha Maariv, they were like tourists, like some youth group came. You must have been there. Remember 2 years ago? So they were giving like a little speech about the history of the shul in Lakshelgerig. So he was explaining that they made mamish by themselves, the benches and the windows, and it was the Yidden themselves. They went there with hammers and nails, and they were hacking and clapping for who knows how long till they built that beautiful little shul that Mistam will be taken, with Mashiach will be taken back, has a kiyum like this, that'll be taken back. The Jews built with their own hands. Kibesi beis tefila. It's not a simple thing. And Habakkuk, you see that, you see, especially, you know, you drive on Eastern Parkway, certain places, you see that shuls Nabuch became places of Avodah Zarah. In some places they still have, you still see the Magen David on top. I remember on Eastern Parkway I passed by, it's still there. It's a good couple of blocks before you get to Kingston, but you still see they didn't even take off the tzura. You know what I'm talking about on Eastern Parkway? So there are a few like that. On the east side, so it's a chalis adas. You know, it's brought down in the poskim from the smack, or the smack of Gili Elio, say from Mrs. Cotton, from the Kadmonim, that he had a Kabbalah, the smack had a Kabbalah, that in those places where there's a lot of talking during davening, that not only do they not go to Yerushalayim, but they become Batei Avodah Zarah in the end. They become places of Avodah Zarah. The smack had a Kabbalah like that. It's not a vart. It's from the smack. It had a Kabbalah like that. That Tfilas Nabuch, that you could have the most gorgeous shul in the world, But if it's not a kibesi based tefillah, so then Nabuch, it doesn't have that kiyum. It doesn't have a kiyum, because the Indian is the kibesi based tefillah. It's not a social hall. It's not a place stam to get together. There wasn't a Gemara such a place that was called a base am. And Chazal didn't have nice things to say about the base am. A gathering place, right? A casino. Right? He's the daver in the casinos, you think? So that's not what it's basically based tefillah. So he says, so even the simplest Jews, look what he says. That's called matvei shel eish. Eish shel havish aboyer b'fnim when yidden are on fire with tefillah. Shebashas tefillah yoytzel chus v'Hashem isbarach hel l'moishu benim. So this is Moishu benim is meskasha. But Moishu benim says we have to have a whole project of chagansa shkolim a mesech shkolim the Yerushalmi with alles. Can't we just speak to a couple of nadvonim? We got a couple of guys, and they'll be taken care of. It's a gewaldige get covered, the Jew, to support the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash. So he didn't understand. The Baruch Shalom took out from under the Kisei HaKavod, that place where the Neshamas come from. The Baruch Shalom took out of Matbe'e Shalaish. Her L'mayishu B'nishu B'emes Tzarech Matbe'e Shalaish Mikol Echad V'echad. I feel me Yehudi HaPashad V'yayisi, even from the Pashad Yid. B'nei Sha'idei Zeb B'nei Mes HaMishkan. That's how you build a Mishkan. What's a matbeya? The matbeya means a tzura, a form. That's why a matbeya means a tzura. That's why it's matbeya shetovah chacham. It means a tzura, it means a structure, a form. Geshem she'en patzufei and shavin. Every single Jew has his own matbeya. Every Jew, and Chazal used attack as a marshal, right? The Baruch Shalom is able to print that you see that every single one is so different, that every single Jew has a different tzura. No two Jews are the same. Kach ein da'asei in shav is the same way. The Jews are not, don't look the same, they're not the same. And das kol echad yesh le'isa matbeya shel, everybody has his own unique offering to make to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to the Mishkan. Every single Jew has his own matbeya, his own tzura. His own tzura is a nefesh, his own personality, his own way in avodas Hashem and being a Jew. That the Baruch Shalom wants each person to have a chelik in the Mishkan. Every Jew has to have a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a dveikus shalaya, as tzuros of shechakuka tachas kisei hakavod. That tzura of Yaakov Avinu, of the Jewish people, of every Jew, that's engraved by Hashem's kisei hakavod. That's the matbeya, that's the tzura. Da'ino on the shomer shalaya, ki kan nimtzer ak chelik kotem in the shema. So in this world, there's only a small part of the neshamas in this world. The greater part of who we are, we don't even see with our eyes. The greater part of who we are is lamala. So therefore, look what the Torah revealed. Dafke by the mitzvah machzah shekel. The Torah revealed over here, hadal over here, which you don't see anywhere else in Torah. Such a lashon. The what? Hadal lo yamit. Right? Ha'ashe lo yabe. That was hadal lo yamit, because the biggest yetzahar is for a poor person to think that I have nothing to offer. And nowadays, every single one of us is poor. Every single one of us, our davening, our learning, our mitzvahs, for us. So every single one of us is poor. So that's why Dafka over here, the Torah comes along and says, "Hadal lo yamet," that the poor person doesn't give less. Dal haynu dor dal, it's talking about a generation that's impoverished. Ish dal, a Jew that's impoverished because of his averus, he is poor in mitzvahs. Yoim dal, a day that was a bad day, it was a shlechta tog, didn't go. L'kol echad yesh yoim shehu dal, who doesn't have days that are like that? Yoim im nisyonis v'koshim, there were difficulties, and some of them might have even, you might have even failed. Kol yochad lefi matzav, everybody has his problems. Zo hadal lo yamet. Even though you go through that, right? Still hadal lo yamet. Dal lo yisivi lo yehishia. Hadal lo yamet. Shlo yamet milama lohavi yis avaydes eisayom. If you have your daf yomi, you do your daf yomi. If you have your kapitel tilim, you say your kapitel tilim. If you have your chavrusa, even whatever it is, 15 minutes, you do what you have to do. V'hadal lo yamet. No matter how poor that day was, no matter how impoverished you felt that day, hadal lo yamet. Not to deprive the Baruch Hu, because that's your miyameinu, v'sein chalkeinu, that's yours. Ki kol yoyim naisnes matbeh shel eishlo. You give your machzah shekel, your fire. Es nitzaitz echad shel eish. Because we know that the Chazal tell us there, Chazal tells them in Vayeshev, right? That one spark that Beis Yaakov, right? That Nitzes Echad, Nitzes, that one spark, Rashi brings down from Chazal, that one spark, because Yaakov is, that Yaakov Avinu saw, was Esav, Lokol Chayelo Esav, Esav, and how could it possibly be that I could defeat that? So we understand the Yaakovina's question was not just about him and Esau, it was about the Jewish people. How are my children going to survive? A whole world that's mamish the opposite of them, and a whole world that's seeking to destroy them. So the answer was that the Baruch Shalom told him, well, the Moshul, right, that you have a whole pile of flax, and you give one spark, it burns up the whole thing. So he says, that's what it's talking about, the Machsa Shekel, that Jew who goes to the Daf Yomi, that Jew that's able to put to give a mincha, to give a kapitel tehillim, a Machsa Shekel, to do his best. That's called Nitzaitz Echad Shel Eish, one spark of fire. As a Beis Yaakov Eish, a Beis Yosef Lahava, the Baruch Shalom told Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, he told him this pasuk, Beis Yaakov Eish, a Beis Yosef Lahava, that Yaakov was like that fire. And Yosef HaTzadik is that flame. She's a Mevi L'Siyim Shel Beis Yosef L'Kash. That's what I was saying. The Beis Yosef is compared to what? To straw. That one spark of Yaakov Avinu's fire, that means a Jew who gives one good tefillah, one good seder of learning, One good chesed, one toiva, he's putting down mamish the adanim of the Beis Hamikdash and Beis Esav Lakash, and he's setting fire to Beis Esav. He's putting Beis Esav on fire. He's destroying the karchas of Esav of Yishmael in this world. She'oz yikuyim v'haysel Hashem hamlucha. U'kshenigoshem kach, when a Jew approaches tefillah in such a way, when he approaches each and every day in such a way, L'kol Yehei Shmei Rabbah, when he says Yehei Shmei Rabbah in such a way, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. L'kol V'Yushalayim Yircha, when he says Hashem Nesrei, and he says V'Yushalayim Yircha. L'kol Esemach David, when he says Esemach David Avdecha. L'kol Rachim No B'Birchas Amozn, when he says Rachim No B'Benjim. L'kol Al Naharis Bavil, when he says Al Naharis Bavil. L'kol Shir HaMalos. L'kol Pam Shemadar B'Me'inyin HaMashiach V'Agula. And every single time when you open your mouth to talk about Yushalayim, about David HaMelech, about Mashiach, about Gula, Mismalmis, Islavis, Vishtoikus, Vachshivis, Atsumis, L'kol Teva, you become filled for that moment with that Madbeh Shel Eish, with that fiery Machsa Shekel. For every word, L'chol Kavana, every little Kavana you could have, Al-Dal Lo Yamed, L'chol Hay-Sofa Shel Leva Moyach, anything that you could add from your heart and from your mind into that Madbeh is that tefillah. If a person would realize that, Hadal lo yamet. You know, I saw today that the Chavetz Chaim said that I was there when they came with the Ksav Rabbanis to the Beis Halevi to be Rav and Brisk. Chavetz Chaim said I was in the room. I was with the Beis Halevi. When they came, a whole Mishlachas, a whole committee came from a whole group of the leaders of the Rosh Kahal from Brisk came to offer the Rabbanis with the Ksav, with the contract of Rabbanis to the Beis Halevi. The Brisk was a very choshev shtela. Not just because of the size, but there was a big lamdonim there. And when they came to the Beis Halevi said to the people, B'shum oifen, no. The Chavetz Chaim said. The Beis Halevi refused. He said, that's why I left Slutsk. I had already enough of the Rabbanis. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I just want to learn. I'm finished. I don't care. I don't. So they start talking about the money. I don't care. And they tried everything. And they're going to give him a house. And they're going to give him, you know, all the and whatever. And in the end, he was poor there also. It didn't work out with Mamanis. But they offered him all these different things. And the Beis Levi says, "B'shum ponim." The Chavetz Chaim was there. He says, "No." And they didn't know what to do. So they started to leave. And there was one yid over there from Brisk. He took a last shot. And they were already leaving. And he says, "Rabbi, look, I'll tell you the truth. There are 25,000 Jews that are waiting for you and that are desperately in need of your leadership." And the Beis Halevi, Chavetz Chaim said this, Beis Halevi started to shake. And he says, "Rabbitson, bring me my stick, my shtekel, and my hat. We're moving to Brisk." So Chavetz Chaim said this ma'isa. And he said, "Could you imagine?" Chavetz Chaim said, "I was there." He says, "Could you imagine that the Beis Halevi, when he heard that there were 25,000 Jews who felt that they couldn't be without him, that the Beis Halevi couldn't say no?" So Chavetz Chaim said, "Could you imagine if Mashiach would hear that Ganz Klal Yisrael couldn't live without him? Could you imagine? If the Jewish people would say, 'We mamish can't go on anymore,' do you think," he says, "the Mashiach wouldn't call out for his stick and for his shtreimel? Do you think that he could wait?" He could, rather not. Chavetz Chaim says, "It's a murder gevart." But we don't understand, Veveis, to say, to daven, of Yerushalayim Ircha. So he says, "Vayetzahar mefates adam shnei pituyim." He says, the Yetzahar is mefates, tricks us in two ways. Ha'achot, first, harikvar medarbim meyos shonim al beis hamikdash. He says, the first, the Yetzahar says, "Look, come on. Hundreds of years, Jews are cracking about the beis hamikdash. No, no, let's get on to another subject. It's not working out. You know, forget about that. You know, when you're putting, you don't need, you're putting more kaiches than that. But you should figure out some way to negotiate peace with our enemies. What to do about Oslo and Arafat. I mean, think about these things. Vahasheni. So this is our first pita of the Yetzahara. That is mafatas. Vahasheni. The second trick. Makra yaza havili Yerushalayim yircheshali bishul beis hamikdash. The second thing is, if it's really the same as the first, what's my, in other words, by Shimon Esrei, so I'm saying, still so far, I'm saying, Yerushalayim Yircha Barachim Em Toshev, right? Even if it's true that there is such a thing, in other words, there is such a thing that it's kedai for tzaddikim to keep on pushing about this business, about Gula. But what about me? My Yerushalayim Yircha is enough, if I say Yerushalayim Yircha, Bishul Beis HaMikdash. Aval Shnei HaPituyim HaEle Hem Shav V'Sheker. These are lies. Chazal HaKadoshim Oimim Shezo HaKayach Shul Esav. This is the biggest dinyan. This is the Kayach of Esav. She'onun Nimtzoyim BeGolus Shel Zara. We're right now in the Golus of Esav of Edom. Golus Edom. Shukulay Sheker. The whole Indian of Edom is Kulay Sheker. It's a lie. And the whole Indian of Edom is Hayidai Midei Esav, is what everything has to be with the hands. And which is what? To be Kaifer in the Kayach of what? Hakol Kol Yankiv. The voice of Yaakov Avinu. The voice of Tefillah. The whole Indian of Edom is Hayidai Midei Esav. Ki b'emetz l'tzarech ha-shleim ishal tikkun ha-briya tzarech yigi ad sumer v'ribe shtadlis b'lishir. The Baruch Shem left it up to this generation, to daven, to bring Geula, b'lishir. I spoke about on Shabbos. Elyonovi gathering together all the tefillahs. That we have to finish up this inyan of all the tefillahs. And we have to get together all the schleppers. That's us, this generation, to gather together all the schleppers. Rabbi Nachman said once a marshal. He said a marshal like this, that he said that there was a certain fortified city, with a powerful city, that over centuries, hundreds of kingdoms were coming there to try to defeat, to try to conquer that fortified city, and they weren't matzliach. He says, then there was a little malchus, with a little king, and he told his people, "We're going. We're going to do it." So the people were laughing. They said, "This malchus tried, that malchus tried. Nobody was able to bring down that city." So the king said, listen to me. You know that for 1,000 years, they're banging away at that door with a battering ram. According to my understanding now, all it needs is mamish, one little push, it's finished. One little push. That's all it needs. All the earlier generations, so Rabbi Nachman said, what do you think? All those tefillas, all those crying, all the Kiddush Hashem, all the Kiddush Hashem. What do you think we have a siyata d'shmaya stam in our generation, that people like us, that were such idiots, that were still able to be Jews? You don't think that it has some, you don't think that there's something still in the air from the Kiddush Hashem that was by our parents' generation? The Kiddush Hashem in the world, such a Kiddush Hashem, that from that offer of Eifer, what we're able to continue to be Jews? So he says that all of the earlier generations, they were mamush banging away at that place. So now with the tzaddikim say, there's a taki a little bit, there's a little bit left with our generation of what? Our generation of dalim, of poor people, of hadala yamit. We have to, our tefillahs are going to do it. Therefore, we have to gather together all the dalim. Which Chazal explained, and the Tzaddikim, the Ariya Kaddish, says in the Zohar Kaddish so many times, that Mashiach means a geula for each and every Jew. La yidach min anidach, it says in Sefer Shmuel, means that every single Jew has. Not like in the past when only some Jews left, some went out. Now it has to be every single Jew. Not everybody left Mitzrayim. Much more than we took out of Mitzrayim, we have to take out. Because when they took out of Mitzrayim, it meant, of course, they took out the neshamas that were trapped in Mitzrayim. We have to take out many, many more neshamas. Actually, Yeshua, I feel the chutasara. Not to leave one even tiny little Jew behind. Not one neshama can be left. Abidrach kaf regel k'meshe kolsev chazal k'doshim da'hainu afilu b'chinas regel ekev shebekvai. That's why it's called ikvus the mashicha, the heel, which is the lowest part of the body, the heel which hardly feels anything. Even that Jew who's that on that level of ekev, the lowest level of a Jew, who doesn't feel anything Jewish, just like the ekev, the heel of a person doesn't feel. So even a Jew who's that b'china of ekev has to be taken out. Therefore, even the smallest Jew nowadays, even any one of us who feels like we're furthest away, we have to give our tefillahs, our Torah, our chassadim. Even a Jew who's in that place where he feels me'ashpayis yarem evyon, mamish in the garbage pile, hagadol biyoyzer, the biggest garbage pile. He has to give his chelik to bring geula. This is what is being waited for. This is what they're waiting for in Shemayim. That any single Yerushalayim ircha that a Jew says in Shemin Esrei, whom adbeishal eish, is that fire that we say in Nachem, on Tishav of Mincha, that fire that's going to rebuild Yerushalayim. Be'esh Yitzata, or Be'esh Ata'os Yidlev Noisa, it says something like that, right? I think. B'chisham only said once a year, I mean. So, that it was destroyed with fire, and it's going to be rebuilt with fire. Sherak La'osid Yizgal Anukama Hi Haisa Chseir in the Chutz L'chaltik in Ha'shalayim. The Satmarov used to say, but when he said it, was with such screaming and crying. I once heard a tape of it. But he used to say, he said many times, that he brought from Kadmainim, that when Mashiach comes, he's going to point to a Jew and say, you held me back for this long, you held me back for this long. I don't know. It's going to be an email to every single Jew. Can you imagine? So he's saying that we don't realize. Mashiach, in other words, what does it mean? Not in a bad way, Chalila, but Mashiach saying, you don't realize, you know, I needed that v'Yerushalayim Yircha. And you say, you were waiting for my v'Yerushalayim? Yeah. Kol anocha, every krechs, kol rotzen. Yes, like Kach Gadol has a gewaltige Koyach. Rag Bailam has a ain't in nearly nine. We don't see it with our eyes. There's a Muster Bahelim. That's the Hest upon him. That's the Helim. That's the concealment of this last generation. Zeh Masha Kosov. Listen how beautiful. So we say Taki Nat Shira, which is the Shira of what? Of the Chanukah Sabayis. Which is the Shira of the Binyan Habayis. Dovra Mal says, Armim Hashem Kedilisani, you lifted me up, Lesamachta Oivaili, and you didn't allow my enemies to rejoice. Shadovra Mal Meshabach La Hashem is Baruch. What's Dovra Mal praising Hashem? And he says, Oimer, Armim Hashem. You know why I exult in you, Hashem? Kehereseli, Mayadalashali, Kedilisani. That means that you showed me that despite my poverty, you still cared about my tefillahs. You showed me that even though I'm a dal, even though I'm impoverished, you showed me lo yamid, that you still, that my small avoda means something to you. When a Jew realizes that even that small, his tefillahs, his learning means something, so the Mimela, the enemy, is not going to rejoice. What does that mean? Hashem, you helped me not to listen to the sound of my enemy, who's Esav Amalek, Hashem is Gar Molai, that they're trying to overpower me and say what? Imatuma shall what? What's the tuma? That Shuhai Asher Karcha, to cool a Jew down, to cool a Jew off, that he shouldn't feel this matbe, this fire of tefillah. Shemafatim v'aymrim, they try to trick us into say, be'emez chelak ha'ashir shalchahu otzim v'niflamoy. What does Esav say? Esav comes to a Jew and says, listen, I'm asking that the wealthy Jew can hurt us. Esav says, can hurt Esav's army. A wealthy Jew can hurt Esav, which means what? I'm asking that a tzaddik, a kaddish, we're afraid of such people, tzaddikim kaddishim. But the poor people, the amcha, regular Jews, the riffraff, a wealthy Jew, a Jew, a tzaddik, a kaddish, that he says I'm not afraid of. But a poor Jew, hayom hadal, and a Jew who had a bad day, he made mistakes, hatilu shibayfendal, and a davening that was poor, that wasn't a strong davening.
And the Gemara brings down, and the Gemara, what's he saying?
Right. With Haman. Yeah. Fantastic. That's right. Because our shkolim is Chazal say against his shkolim. Which Reb Tzadik says, shekel is meloshon of mishkal, which means that you. What is mishkal? Wait. So mishkal means, in Loshon Chazal, means that you're important to me. You have mishkal, even in modern Hebrew. It's a davar shakul. It weighs something. It's choshev. Like the Maral learns pshat in the word kaved. It's the Loshon of kaved. It means something. Mishkal. Every Jew weighs something. That's right. And Haman wanted to say, ach, and I'm afraid of afraid, and I'm yesh noyam echad, they're sleeping, they're nothing, they don't care. And the milcham was davke, Lech Knoisis Kol Yehudim, to bring Yidden together, and the avoid of Shkolim, and that's why that's the Hakdama, that's the Tkuf of Purim, the war against Amalek begins with the Machzeh Shekel, and the whole Inin that we still are holding on to the Minig of Machzeh Shekel. That's what he says. The Tila Shibay from the avoid the Shibmatzav Shadalas Harizeh Eino Shover Klum. That's what Esav says. Ah, the poor Jews, their Tfilas, their learning, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not afraid of that. It doesn't bother. I'm not worried. It's not going to hurt me. Hachemesu shel kol echad yeshes hadalish shalei kamash kol shechol. Like we say now, Tishvav. What shechol of nafsheinu dovke laritz bitneinu. The mamish a Jew nowadays. We feel like we're crawling in the dirt in the mud. V'davke misha masidin higoyel and davke the gula the redemption is going to be from here. Kamash kol shechazak doishem alzen mechakim. V'chein kol se miari akodesh. Umer aperish lezid tshava. V'apterav. V'yis mechisof from Alexander. V'ein harbit tzedikim. Boru, they were burning these tzaddikim. This thing that Esav is messing us up with. This pitui, this trick. That this last generation includes within it all the dairies. Because everything goes by what chesima, by ne'ilah, as we began with. Ki onu am oni vedal v'chusu b'shem Hashem v'zei rotzna Hashem yisborach sh'neidah v'nizkum ha'shekosu v'shkoldosh l'nivna v'yom. We should remember what says, Chazal said, that every generation of the Beis HaMikdash is not built in their days, which means it's as if it's destroyed in their days. Ki chol dor hu kaim yishlema, because each generation is mamish ahol metzi, it's a kaim yishlema. Sh'neis nizchalka, that gives its chelik. Ima yom yishlema, the b'ni Beis HaMikdash. V'kol yachir v'yachid ima yom yishlema, every yid with his days. Noisness Chalka the Beis Hamikdash has to give his chelik to Beis Hamikdash. Zemash Kosik Vibesi Beis Tvila. If you want to build a Beis Hamikdash, Kibesi Beis Tvila. The Heinlish Beis Hamikdash Nivna Mikacha Tvila through Tvila. Shadei Kol Tvilas. All of the cumulative combined davening. Cholam Ad Beis Shalaysh. All of these fiery coins. Shkolachad Vechad. Aide Zenenek. Nivna must be. There is a Nivna Kol HaBeis HaMikdash. B'nei Shebem Slo Kol Echad Ve'echad Yesh Harbi Metbeis. We don't even realize how many Metbeis we have. Kol Echad Yesh Lo Harbi Beis Yaakov Eish. Every Jew has plenty of coins and plenty of Eish. V'zeh Nochutz V'chosel L'bini Beis HaMikdash. They're still missing for Beis HaMikdash. V'kshe Negoshim Yitech. I guess that. Zeh Alinyin HaVoydash Lon V'bini Beis HaMikdash. V'nizke Tomi V'nichye Mahakore Shalu Be'emesh Sheruba Deruba Me'achon L'bini Beis HaMikdash. Kvar Goma Mushlam. As I said before, most of the work was already done. It was already done before us. It's just waiting a little bit. K'mesh Kozmi Tzadikim M'machakim Rak L'tfil Aseinu. Now they're just waiting for this last Amdal Ve'ev Amdal, this poor generation. L'dal L'yamit Shal Dereinu. This is our whole koich of a Jew's beper. Tavsu umnes avaysim biyodim, which is what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Even at Kriyas Yamsuf, the completion of the gula was only what? Tavsu umnes. It says vayitzaku over there also. The verse is matitzak alai dabo b'nei yisrael yisoh, that they were screaming out. Rashi brings over the tavsu umnes avaysim, that they took up the umnes. When Jews are in trouble, they understand that the umnes, the greatest skill and the greatest craft of a Jew is tefillah, is davening. Let's just finish that paragraph. For Yirmi Anavi, the Siyim Kol Akinas Oimer, this is to get ready for the Yontiv. Yirmi Anavi says at the end of Eichem, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha V'Nashuva. Maza Oimer Lanu Hashem Isbarach. The Bein Shem says to Yidden, so we say Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha V'Nashuva. We say, Bein Shem, bring us back to you. So the Bein Shem says, I'll bring you back, but you know what you have to do? He says, what? Take words. Davin. Kchui machim devarim v'shuvah l'Hashem. Dibur. Speak to me. Aydei shemachnisim es kol atzipi l'yishuvah l'dibur. Pour your longing for gula into what? Into tefillah. When a Jew has nebuchadnezzar's or problems, pour it into tefillah. Evshel oshuvah l'Hashem. Hashem es vorech mitzapel l'tzipisi l'yishuvah chalosha shalom. The Baruch Shalom is waiting for even the smallest little tzipisi l'yishuvah that we can give him. Even though it's so small and weak, it's a piyazu, yesh lach shivas gedoyle moed, v'tzorach lach nisai bediba, k'meshekosu v'eshpoich es nafshi. That we have to put these ritzainas that we have into diburim, into speech, into words, that it should come out v'eshpoich es nafshi, that we're able to pour our hearts out to be zorcha for the gula ha'shleima. L'ubim Yisrashem, we'll continue after Tisha B'Av, by the days of Nechemta, we should be zeichet to see that Tisha B'Av should be changed into Sosna V'Simcha. We should be zeichet to see that all of our tefillahs should take effect. And we should see the binyan of basic tefillah, the Karav Mamish.